direct from Rochester. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2019. Brought to you by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. Now here's Lisa Salinger.
Hello and welcome to Rochester. I'm Lisa Salinger and I'm pleased to be sitting down today with Anne DeWitt. She is the founder of Tangible Surface Research. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Lisa.
Now, your company has a little bit of an unusual name. So let's start with that. What's with that? Can you explain what you do and why the name?
Certainly. So the name came from the idea that surfaces, we have a lot of touch surfaces these days, you know, with the touch screens and things like that. And we're losing that tactile interaction. So Tangible Surface Research is dedicated to figuring out how can we bring back tactile interaction to these smooth touch surfaces. So tangible is something that adds value, right? It's adding value to surfaces.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. And so there are lots of cool things. I love to feel your marks. I like to pet them because there are kind of some more rigid ones. I don't know why, but I personally like kind of the squishy ones.
The squishy ones are nice. I mean, they have different values,
yes.
Right? So they're actually like a foam.
Yeah.
And they both, now I have two materials. One is more like a foam. It comes in an orange or a black. And then I have a clear material that is not as squishy, a little more rigid. Mm-hmm. It's just that those are the properties of the different materials in it. The clear is a little harder to source. It was, you
right.
know, it's a to find something I can use to make these clear icons is a little difficult. So, but I found something that I think works really well and has a very good adhesive. Clear is very popular mm-hmm. as a tactile icon.
Right. It's very interesting. I found for myself. Yeah. When I first touch a microwave or a treadmill or something here that you've marked, I kind of think, okay, yeah, these are tactile, but they don't make sense.
Right.
But then, as I hear you explain, I hear, okay, the right pointing triangle is like start slash fast forward. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, just start.
Yeah,
right,
but
right,
like
right.
I think of it as like the fast forward, but that's how you begin, you know?
Right, okay. Uh-huh.
The X is for stop.
Correct.
On the microwave, there's a water droplet for defrost.
Right,
and
right.
So you learn a couple of these things, and I had no idea what a water droplet would look like. But once I touched it and I learned what it was, then it made perfect sense. So there's
right.
a little bit of a learning curve, but it's really not much of one.
Well, what I tell people is there's always a learning curve. There is no expectation that these are going to be immediately intuitive because the touch is a very different thing than the sight. So you have to learn what they are. And you don't always necessarily learn the entire shape because it's an outline, right? It's a raised shape. And so you have to, sometimes people just recognize it by coming at it from the top or coming at it from the bottom. Everybody will have something different, but the goal is to have a consistent set of shapes. So if you learn start and stop on your microwave, and you use these tactile icons on other things, like a treadmill or an elliptical or an oven or a dishwasher or anything, once you know that start shape, you know that start everywhere. Once you know where it's the stop shape. And every icon has a story. There's a reason for that shape. A baked potato is a wide oval, you know, the baked potato setting on your microwave is a wide oval with rough on the top. Like a baked potato.
Like a baked potato,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, every icon, there's a reason for the shape.
Right. So it sounds like there's a lot of knowledge transfer, which is very good. And then you, if my understanding is correct, you sell packs of icons for various appliances.
Correct.
And also, if someone has an appliance that they want modified in a particular way, they want an overlay for, you can work with that person as well.
Right, right. So if someone sends me a picture of their appliance, then I will make a custom set of icons for that appliance. Or
right.
I sell predefined packages. So, like, you know, I have 9 icons for the microwave package. And that would be start, stop, add time, power level, potato, popcorn, pizza. Did I get them all?
You probably were close.
Oh, a defrost and timer. There
right.
you go.
Yes. Oh, that's right. That was the other one that was really intuitive. The hourglass is a timer.
Isn't it interesting? Because
it is.
We thought that the hourglass would be something that an older generation would recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But in our testing, we found out that the younger generation recognizes an hourglass because they play board games.
Okay.
And a lot of timers are in board games. You know, the hourglass timers. So, that like, oh, okay, we're not going to be in a generational situation here that, you know, hourglass,
wonderful.
When you say this shape is an hourglass, people go, oh, does that mean time? Like, yes, it does. So that's a good story there.
Yeah. You know, hopefully people haven't tuned us out so far because they might say, oh, you know, I have a microwave, I have a washer, a dryer, you know, or I use Braille. My labeling needs are covered. But something you're doing now is, to me, quite exciting, and that is that you're making overlays for treadmills and working with some gyms and, you know, even just home users of the equipment. Would you tell us a little about that?
So I've had a number of requests to label exercise equipment, right? Because a lot of exercise equipment now is a touch surface, and you can't feel the buttons, right? Just like some of your microwaves and ovens and washers. So if you have exercise equipment in your home, adding these tactile stickers to your exercise equipment works great. You just put it right on those buttons, and then you know what they do after a learning curve, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that works great. Some people, though, work out at a commercial gym, right? Like a YMCA or a LA Fitness or a Planet Fitness, right? Adding the tactile stickers to that equipment has all sorts of problems, right?
All you take is one curiosity seeker with good nails and they're gone.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's a nice way to say that.
There's dirt on here.
Somebody goes a really aggressive cleaner, you know, they're coming up. So what I've come up with is a removable, it's a silicone overlay with the tactile icons on it that you would go to the gym, check out the overlay just like you would check out a towel or a lock. You'd bring it over to that piece of equipment, and they're made so you can easily register them to the control panel of the exercise equipment, treadmill, elliptical, stationary bike, whatever. Now you have access to all the buttons because they have the tactile overlay. You do your workout. Because you can access all the buttons. You can do a hill program. You can speed it up, slow it down, incline up, incline down. You can do all that. And then when you're done, you take the overlay off, you put it, check it back in, and then you're done. So that way it could fit on whatever equipment is available.
That's wonderful. That's great. Where can people go to find out more information?
So on my website, I have information about the tactile icon stickers that I sell, but I have yet to add information about these overlays. So that'll be my next step once we're done with the conference. I got it. Yeah. But a lot of information needs to be on that website about the tactile overlays. What is encouraging is I'm talking to people at the conference about this, and they're saying that, you know, they're encouraging, like, okay, this is a good idea. So I guess I was looking for a little validation about the idea, and it's overwhelmingly positive. So I'll put something out there so people can learn more about it.
Wonderful. And that website, please?
TangibleSurfaceResearch.com/Halos, H-A-L-O-S.
Okay, and for those who are wondering, not to insult intelligence, but we have a lot of background noise, so I'm going to spell for you. That's www.tangible, and it's all one word run together, right?
Correct.
Okay, so Tangible Surface, SURFACE, research, research.com/HALOS. Wonderful. Thank you so much
for taking
your time to sit down with me today.
Okay, thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.